Country 730, The Patriot. Sam being joined this morning by Dr. Jeff Sarazen, eye doctor in Wausau. And we're talking about eye health and as it relates to the thing we look forward to the most in the summer, and that's the sunshine. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And we, of course, primarily think of fashion when it comes to sunglasses, but you think of it more in terms of protecting your eye health from those potentially dangerous UV rays.
Sure. You know, the first thing everybody does when they look at a pair of sunglasses is they put them on, they take a look at themselves in the mirror, and they say, okay, how do these look and how do they feel? But we're forgetting the most important reason for choosing sunglasses, and that's for ultraviolet protection.
Is there something specific, like a certain percentage when picking out a sunglasses that we should look for?
Yeah, the standards are we want the lenses to protect the eyes from 95% of the ultraviolet A rays and almost 100% of the ultraviolet B rays, which are the real bad ones. And most quality sunglasses do that. The problem is some of the ones you might buy at your local gas station or something like that don't offer the protection that you need for your eyes.
Okay, we usually see the sticker on there, and you're saying that that's more important than maybe the fashion aspect.
Absolutely. You know, we know that some long-term effects from ultraviolet can cause problems such as cataracts and macular degeneration and even some types of skin cancer around the eyelids. And these effects are cumulative, so you want to start at a really young age protecting your eyes from ultraviolet rays.
You've got the clip-ons, too, that go on top of your regular eyeglasses. And the same thing goes for those?
You know, those are okay. They're better than nothing. They protect the eyes from a lot of the straight-line ultraviolet rays that are coming directly at you. But because they're clip-ons, they still allow a lot of the ultraviolet light to enter the eyes from above and from the sides and, of course, below. This can be a factor if you're on the water. A lot of the ultraviolet will reflect off the water up underneath the clip-ons. So the clip-ons are okay, but you can still do better.
Mm-hmm. And so a person with eyeglasses who wants to keep them versus contact, should they really go for one of those... what are they called?
They should be thinking about prescription sunglasses.
Okay.
There's really two ways you can do that. You can get a nice pair of designer sunglasses and have prescription lenses put in those, or you can just pick out a regular pair of eyeglass frames and have prescription lenses put in those, provided that they, again, sit kind of close to your eyes and kind of give a little bit of a wraparound effect.
Talking with Dr. Jeff Sarazen this morning and talking sunglasses and eye safety, and you mentioned fishing. Especially with the reflective water. I think fishermen are probably, they seem to have led the charge when it comes to the UV rays and protecting their eyes with sunglasses.
Yeah, they really have. But you think about, you know, if you've ever spent any time out on the water, it's really difficult to do that without some sunglasses. So they've almost been forced to wear some sunglasses because of their profession. A lot of people, though, don't think about that. They're outside maybe mowing the lawn or even in the winter shoveling some snow, and you're still getting a lot of ultraviolet. And we just want to make sure your listeners are aware that everybody needs some ultraviolet protection for their eyes when they're outdoors.
So we're talking from the young to the very old.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, some studies, I shouldn't say some, a number of studies have shown that most of us get 50% of our ultraviolet exposure by the time we're 18. So think about that. And that's mostly because kids spend a lot more time outdoors than we do. And, you know, we're adults. We're allowed to make bad decisions. But kids, they really don't know any better. So I know my kids at a real young age, I had them wearing some sunglasses, and I try to tell everybody to do that as well.
And I know our guys, little guys got some Mickey Mouse sunglasses, but again, fashion, we should make sure the UV protection is there too.
Well, that's right. You've certainly taken a step in the right direction by getting him to wear some sunglasses. You just want to make sure he's getting the good ultraviolet protection with those.
It's tough to keep, he keeps them on pretty good, but they don't necessarily fit as well as an adult pair of sunglasses would on an adult.
Yeah, and that's always a challenge with the children because they don't want to wear the sunglasses. But if you start early enough and you just make it part of their habit, their routine, and they get very accustomed to wearing sunglasses. But you should be able to find some, from a quality vendor that has some sunglasses that'll fit just about any child.
And when it comes to the fit for both adults and children, what should we look for?
Yeah, we want something that sits as close to the eyes as possible without rubbing against the eyelashes. We want something that's got a good face form so it kind of wraps around a little bit and sits close to the upper eyebrow to kind of protect from the ultraviolet light that comes from above.
Speaking with Dr. Jeff Sarazen this morning, talking about our eye health and sunglasses. And anything else that you'd like to mention when it comes to picking out that perfect pair, or in my case, two or three pair, because I always end up losing one?
You know, I always tell my friends they're a little hesitant to spend money on good sunglasses, but once you do, you have a tendency to hang on to them a little bit better. Mm-hmm. It's when you have the inexpensive sunglasses that you don't take really good care of them. The other thing that I would encourage your listeners to consider is just, it's so simple, but wearing a hat. Even though you've got the good sunglasses on, if you can put a hat on or a visor, you're protecting yourself from a lot of ultraviolet that way as well.
All right, then. Good advice here as we hope we have plenty more sunshine to come, maybe some fall sunny days as we're out breaking leaves, because I'm sure that won't be too far from now.
Well, I hate to be thinking about that, because hopefully we've got a fair amount of summer left here.
We hope, but the recent weather seems to indicate elsewise.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
All right, Dr. Sarazin, we thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you.